Country Club FM.
Here it is, today's Almanac. You've been waiting all day, not for Sunday night, you've been waiting all day for the Almanac, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Let's get into it. It's the 8th month of the year, the 27th day of the 8th month, 240th. Not a full day yet. This is 240 that we're in right now. We're almost 9 hours into it for us. 126 full days remaining. You know, we are your volcano radio program because we talk about Vesuvius. We talk about Pinatubo. We talk about St. Helens. And we talk about Krakatoa. And Krakatoa on this date in Indonesia, 1883, erupted with the force of 1,300 megatons.
Whoa.
And it killed approximately 40,000 people. I think that's more than the original eruption of Vesuvius, although Vesuvius has erupted a number of times. This was the famous Krakatoa and the poor Krakatoans. That was this date, 1883. 1889, this is our patent of the day.
Okay.
Charles G. Kahn received a patent for the metal clarinet, the old licorice stick.
How about that?
This is the metal clarinet. Now, up to that point, we had clarinets, but they were made of wood.
Of course.
Or natural substances. This was a metal clarinet, and I guess from what I hear from clarinet experts, which are you one of those? Do you know how you seem to know all the lingo and the vernacular for, you know, the alternate and slang terms,
yes,
the colloquial term
for, I had a sister that played clarinet.
Well, then, is there a difference in the sound between a metal clarinet and the wood clarinet? Your sister played it? Was she first chair, at least?
I don't think so.
Well, then we probably don't know then.
Right.
I want to know if there's a difference. I would assume there is.
I would assume there is,
between
too.
Wood and metal. Many times people in music will say the makeup of your instrument, and that could be your voice, could be your body, your inner cavity. It changes the sound of things, the acoustics, Neil.
Sure.
So that was 1889. 1955, Guinness Book of World Records published for the first time. I've said it before, I've said it again. It was always the most popular book. There was a waiting list at our elementary library for the Guinness Book of World Records that was like 2 years long. You had to put your name on the list in first grade to get the book by the time towards the end of your third grade year.
Wow.
That's how popular, and they were expensive. The school couldn't afford to get more copies. And even the backlogged ones, the ones from like 5 years ago, still, you couldn't do it. Everybody wanted to see the man with the longest fingernails.
Sure.
The man who could put 300 cigarettes in his mouth. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's big stuff, yeah.
It sold more than 70 million copies. 1955, ranking second to the Bible. See?
That's amazing.
A very popular book.
That is amazing.
1958, Calvin Griffith. You may have heard of him. This is the first time that he kind of mentioned Minnesota as a possible place for his senators to move to. Of course, we had flirted with the San Francisco Giants, Neil.
Yes.
Prior to this, and then they decided after 57 that they would go to San Francisco. So then we kind of turned our sights onto the Washington Senators. It took a couple more years for them to commit, but they'd be here by 61. And we've loved them ever since.
We're glad
Calvin made that move.
Yep. For sure.
That was in 1958. 1961, what a day on the television show What's My Line.
Is the guest an animal who ordinarily is not given the power of speech, but in some motion pictures possibly has talked? Would this be an animal that begging Hal Bach's pardon is a sort of a jackass or a mule?
Francis the Talking Mule was on What's My Line. They had to guess his job.
That is so good.
Mule, yes. I would say it's Francis.
Well, beg my pardon.
And they got it right, too. How about that? That was this date, 1952.
That show was on for a long time, because I remember watching it.
It said 61, but then the video said 52, so I might have to do more research to confirm on that. But what a great guest. And he didn't talk on the show, so he had his handler there.
Yes.
All of those big Hollywood star animals would have their handlers.
It wasn't Donald O'Connor, who starred in the movies.
It didn't look like it, Neil. No, it really didn't look like it. I know what he looks like unless he didn't have any makeup, and he looks different without makeup. I don't know. This date in 65, the Beatles met Elvis.
We pulled up and there's these big gates and somebody says, oh yeah, we're going to see Elvis. And then we all fell out, just like in a Beatle cartoon, we all fell out the car all in hysterics, trying to pretend we weren't silly.
And George Harrison trying to prove that they weren't silly when they went and met Elvis in Bel Air. You know, Elvis had more homes than just Graceland.
Evidently.
He had a home in Bel Air. Mm-hmm. I believe he had a place up on Gull.
All Beatles, the big celebrities did.
Beatles and Elvis. Of course, John Lennon, they were bigger than Elvis. You know, that was one of the things. That was one of the topics.
Right.
When they talked 1965. How about in 84, President Reagan?
Today, I'm directing NASA to begin a search in all of our elementary and secondary schools and to choose as the first citizen passenger in the history of our space program, one of America's finest, a teacher.
Ronald Reagan announcing the TISP, Teacher in Space program. Of course, eventually they would select Krista McAuliffe, and tragically, she was on the Challenger disaster when that exploded later on in 86. Yeah. 1984 is when that happened. Neil knows his timeline. Look at that. Good job filling in the blanks. 1984, Diane Sawyer made her debut.
I'm Diane Sawyer. Those stories, Andy Rooney, and a special report by Dan Rather tonight on 60 Minutes.
Whoa. Diane Sawyer, fifth reporter on 60 Minutes. I believe the first woman to be a regular host on the show, on 60 Minutes.
I did a nice job.
1984 in the news in 90.
There's been a major blow to the rock music world. A deadly helicopter crash early this morning in Wisconsin. Five people have been killed, including rock guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan and other members of rock star Eric Clapton's band. Clapton, however, was not aboard the helicopter.
It
was
Ryan Williams reporting when he was on local television, I believe in Los Angeles. But Stevie Ray Vaughan, just 35, one of the greats of guitar in the history of guitar. That was the state 1990. He should still be sawing on that guitar even to this day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a tragedy.
65. 1990, the Brewers and Blue Jays, you know, they all tried to put bounce dryer sheets in their hats. Did not work.
For gnats?
Yes. The Brewers-Blue Jays game was delayed 35 minutes because of gnats.
Oof. Yeah, I remember that.
And that was 1990. Also, big day in country music on this date. Garth Brooks released his second album, No Fences.
Oh, boy.
And I think you can say that's the one that made Garth a star. Friends in Low Places, Thunder Rolls, so many good songs. And it was the Billboard album of the year, and it crossed over to pop. It was just gigantic. 1997, this isn't Garth Brooks singing, but can you tell me who it is? You have a pretty good ear, Neil.
If I were to say that now I have everything, and I
that's actor, lawman,
no matter what tomorrow
sensei, Steven Seagal.
Oh, wow.
That isn't that bad.
Not terrible, no.
So he kicked off a North American music tour in 1997. He had a new film coming out called Fire Down Below.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Christopherson was in that.
Yes, I remember it.
There were cameos also by Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart. In fact, Steven Seagal gets up on the stage and actually plays guitar with Marty Stewart, our Fave Five artist,
nice,
in that movie. You might want to check it out again. It's called Fire Down Below.
Didn't all of his movies have three-word titles? I think they all did.
Count them up. This date in 2007.
I totally ask for forgiveness and understanding as I move forward to bettering Michael Vick, the person, not the football player.
The NFL would eventually forgive him and allow him to come back and play some football, but he never was the same player.
No.
Michael Vick asking for forgiveness.
He pleaded
guilty to the illegal dog fighting ring, and it was an elaborate ring. 2007. And then this was a year ago.
Day while attempting to break a land speed record on a dry lake bed in Oregon, Combs' jet car suddenly crashed, killing the professional driver instantaneously.
The jet car that we've got crashed, and the pilot is fatally injured.
Combs
so race car driver Jesse Combs was going 522.7 miles an hour,
whoa,
breaking the women's land speed record. But you crash at 522 mph.
That ain't going to work.
It's going to be difficult to survive that, and that's what happened this day. That was
what
a year ago.
What did she crash into, I wonder?
Well, I don't know.
Or just maybe it just
lost control,
yeah,
or something happened. You know, it's a land speed record, but the thing looks like a jet airplane.
Yeah.
A fighter jet that has wheels and driving, so there's some kind of a mechanical mistake or error there, of course. And
yep,
that's what happened this day a year ago, 2019. Happy birthday to the actress Tuesday Weld today. What do you think of people named after days of the week, like Rick Monday or Wednesday Adams,
right?
Friday from Robinson Crusoe. Yeah. Can you think of anybody named Sunday? Anybody named Saturday?
There was a gal. Their first name was Sunday. That used to be a client of mine. Yes, so
it happens.
It does. I don't know. You could, you know, maybe look elsewhere for a name other than a day of the week. But
she was in the movie Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Oh yeah.
I'm usually
fine looking lady.
I'm usually looking for Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah,
wow. How about you, Neil?
Mr. Goodbar, not all bad.
Not too shabby. Kind of old school.
It is.
All right. How about this guy?
Here is the house. Here is the window. And I am a burglar. I am coming out of the window with a stolen stereo in my hand. I'm coming out of the window over the hedge, and you are the arresting officer. What do you say, Hooks?
Don't move! This is a stick-up!
Oh, two police academy cuts in a week? How lucky are we? How fortunate and blessed are we? He was Sergeant Harris. Move it, move it, move it. I should get out the bullhorn, the megaphone, because
yes,
he was very good with
yes,
the megaphone, as you remember, him and the commandant. So that's G.W. Bailey. Happy birthday to him from Police Academy 76, one of the Bond girls.
The lady will have a Bacardi on the rocks.
For the gentleman, vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Maybe my favorite Bond girl.
Her name is Barbara Bach. Not Daisy Duke, Catherine Bach. This is Barbara Bach.
Married
73. Sergeant Slaughter.
Well, it's all over after they play the national anthem. After they play the Marine hymn, then we're going to play your song, Iron Sheik, on your way out of Fresno's Convention Center. And you know that song? It's called Taps. Taps! We're going to play your song, Iron Sheik. Taps. As you were. Straighten up your act, boy. You're going to have to go down and do some push-ups. Do you hear me?
I thank you very much. Sergeant Slaughter, a week from tomorrow night.
Couldn't hold it together. The great Sergeant Slaughter. Neil, have you had the Cobra Clutch applied to you?
Yes.
Recently.
It was a submission.
That's why you have a bad shoulder, right?
Right.
Somebody applied the Cobra Clutch on you too long, and you didn't submit early enough. You should have submitted.
I had my foot on the ropes.
Oh, they missed that.
Foot
the referee
on the ropes
missed
and he
that.
Didn't see
that's
it.
Supposed to, you're supposed to be able to break the hold then.
Right.
So Sergeant Slaughter, Bob Remus, who grew up here in the Twin Cities. I think he wrestled and played football at Eden Prairie. Sergeant Slaughter, 72 today. Jeff Cook, what does he do? Is he a guitarist for Alabama?
Yes.
Isn't
yes.
he one of those, one of the great members of the group Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
He is 71 today. He's Pee Wee Herman.
You are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
He took, that saying goes way back. I mean, I think that goes back to the Egyptians. They were using that. They found that in hieroglyphs in the pyramids, Neil. I know you are, but what am I? They've been using it since before the time of Christ. And, of course, Pee Wee Herman made it famous. He put it in a movie, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
It got to be annoying.
You went to a Halloween party one time as Pee Wee Herman. I'm almost certain of it. 68 for Paul Rubens. He did that other thing like in a park or at a theater or something that he became famous for it too. I kind of thought that was the first time he got caught, but I don't think it was the first time he had done it. I kind of get that suspicion. We talked about somebody with the guitar chops of a Stevie Ray Vaughan. This Alex Lifeson from Rush is pretty good.
He can do it.
we have some bonus lyrics from Geddy Lee. So he's 67. The rapper of the day is Eric Bobo. He's 52. Ever watch that Grey's Anatomy show, Neil?
I'm familiar with it.
This is the theme.
TV theme time. I only watch Gunsmoke.
So she was Dr. Miranda. My wife watches that show religiously. She has watch parties for Grey's Anatomy. I should know which one is Dr. Miranda, but I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Does not make you a bad person.
Well, there will be hell to pay when I get home.
Now, yes.
The dog whisperer. You know, ever since they did the horse whisperer movie, we've had all these whispers. Everybody's a whisperer right now. Neil, the golf whisperer, the dog whisperer, the horse whisperer.
What about Bill Anderson?
The toad whisperer. Bill Anderson, who's whispering Bill Anderson. Cesar Millen, who's the dog whisperer. It was National Dog Day yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He's 51.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Off the top of the American flagpole.
Jim Tomey, happy 50th birthday today. The big 5-0.
He hit some monsters.
For Jim Tomey. She was the second Becky on Roseanne.
I cannot believe that they replaced that Darren.
That's pretty good.
But it was a hit show. They knew they could get away with anything.
Well, I like the second Darren much better.
Of course she would, because she was the second Becky, Neil.
That's pretty good.
And they played up on it. You got to credit the folks that put that show on.
Yes.
They actually made a little bit of a joke out of it. Sarah Chalk is 44 today. And for Breaking Bad fans...
So no pseudo.
No pseudo.
So you do have a plan. Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
The only man brave enough to drive around Albuquerque in an El Camino, I would have chosen a Ranchero. It's Jesse Pinkman, Aaron Paul, drug dealer, 41, here today from Breaking Bad.
All right, gone, but not.
You remember that Breaking Bad show? You really should watch, but I know you don't stream. You don't know how to stream.
I don't know how to stream.
You should really stream.
Businessman and the aviator, Charles Stewart.
And a man of your age, how is your stream?
I'm taking
medication.
Talk
to your doctor about that. Does andropause have anything to do with that?
It does. Charles Stewart Rolls, more of your prostate, I think, though. Rolls, together with his friend F. Royce, they founded the Rolls-Royce Company, 1877. Man Ray, we just like his name. We don't know much about him. He was an artist and a photographer. Man Ray, 1890. He was a former president of our United States, took over when JFK was assassinated, served another term. Lyndon B. Johnson, 1908. She's got a big mouth. She had dentures. And I did like her on McMillan and Wife. Martha Ray.
Martha Ray, movie star, denture wearer.
Scratch golfer.
Folks, I've used Pardon for years. But now there's something that cleans my dentures even better. It's fantastic. New extra strength.
I don't know if you knew that, and that's why she used Polident, because as a golfer, you don't want your dentures falling out on the green.
Fantastic is a 50% more. Spray.
Get those stains clean.
Yeah, I wouldn't use Fantastic on my dentures. She was talking about something else. Martha Ray, 1916. Her husband gave us McDonald's, and then she owned the San Diego Padres after he died. And she took over the business, Joan Crock.
She had a crush on Steve Garvey. That's why they brought him over.
Well, I would understand that. And he was
hairy forearms.
That's what she liked. He was the captain of Captain and Tennille, Daryl Dragon.
I never wanted to love a man the way that I want to love.
He always had like that three-tiered organ and keyboard. It kind of looked like the grandstand at Dodger Stadium in L.A. Like five or six tiers.
Yes.
It was tremendous.
And nobody else could play it except him.
And that, of course, is Tony Tennille singing.
They made quite a tandem.
One of my favorite voices of the 70s.
For sure. Along with Karen Carpenter, you like. Daryl Dragon was born on this day in 1942.
And you know how he got his name?
Go on.
Captain? Because he played with the Beach Boys. And Mike Love would introduce him as Captain of the Keyboard.
Oh, very nice.
And that's how he got the name. And then he met Tony Tennille. And then they had the song Love Will Keep Us Together. They became superstars, and the rest is history. We lost him, I think, just last year, Neil.
Yeah, it was recent.
Sad day in music.
1942 was the year he was born, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon, a.k.a. No Repeat Workday, with seven-year ache, Roseanne Cash? Vern Gosden, actually Aaron Tippin, You've Got to Stand for Something. And then another fast one here. I got to find a fast one. Nope, those are the only two.
Well, we'll just go Roseanne.
Might as well.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.